ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur
by Rabbi Yaakov Carmel.
Maseches Sanhedrin is dedicated by Mr. Zisha Lipschitz in honor of Rabbi Yaakov Metz.
We are now running our annual raffle campaign to keep Shas Illuminated going. The grand prize is 2 round-trip tickets to Eretz Yisrael or a full set of Masifta Shas. The second prize is an Apple Mac Air laptop and the third prize a full set of the Art School Shas. The price of one ticket is $36 or 4 tickets for $100. Shas Illuminated runs completely on your donations, so help us today. Go to www.shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS, that is 203-312-7427, to purchase your ticket today and become a partner in changing Daf Yomi forever.
We're starting Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Hei. In the middle of Amud Aleph, the Gemara raises the following question. Boi minei rav achad voi barami mirav sheshas hama'ara ba'atzmei ma'u. Somehow does a tashmish with himself. What's the halacha? The Gemara comes out, Lamaskana, the Bekoshi, Lamishkachas law. It must be talking about Mashamish Meis. And it's totally in the machlokes if Mashamish Meis Barais is Potter Achayef. If Mashamish Meis Barais is Potter, so it's not called a Bia, so obviously you're going to be Potter. And if you hold that Mashamish Meis Barais is Chayef, over here you're going to be Chayef too. Two Chatayas. One for being a Sheikhiv and one for being a Nishkaf. That's the Maskana of our Gemara. Now there was a Gemara in the Nandala Amud Beis that brought down a Machloikis or Rekira Mishmael in the case of Habala Zachar, Vehevi Olav Zachar. He did two separate acts. He was born a Zachar and he also brought a Zachar on him. The Gemara says, according to Rekiva, there's only one Pasuk, but according to Mishmael, Yechayev Tukhatayis, Chodom Eloisite and Shchavticha. Since there's different psukim for Baal HaZachar and Hevi HaZachar love, therefore you're chayiv to chatoyis. Toises, the Bermaskel HaBaal HaZachar, on Naf Nandalan on Beis, as from the Gemara in Krisus. The Gemara in Krisus on Naf Beis says that any time you're over two Isurim that are both in the same parasha and only have one Kurs for both Isurim, so without a special pasuk being Mechalik, you're only going to be chayiv one Kurs. Even though it's a different love, since there's one karas, therefore you need a pasuk to be mechalik and separate the chatayis. So Taisus asks, even if Habal HaZachar and Hevi Zachar Alav are two psukim, like if Yishmael holds, one is Leisite and Shchavticha, and one is Leia Kadesh, but they don't have two separate karases in the Torah, they only have one karas. So why you chayiv two separate chatayis? Taisus answers, over here is different than the Gemara increases, because over here there's two bias. Taisus answering, the Gemara increases is talking about someone that was bar on Achaisai, and she herself is on Achais Aviv. So since there's only one Bia, then we say that even though they're different Lavim, but since they're one Karas, therefore you're only Chayiv one Chatas, unless you have a Pasuk to be Machalik. However, in the case of Baal HaZachar, Behavi Zachar Alav, where there's two Bias going on, that alone, that there was two separate Maisim, is Mechalik and Yechayev two Chatoyis. Comes along with Kiva Eger, and he says, I have a tremendous kasha on Taisus. I have a Gemara, not like Taisus. How could Taisus say that according to Rabbi Yishmael, the only reason why Baal HaZachar Ve'evi Olav Zachar is Chayev Shnayim without a Pasuk to be Mechalik is because there's two Biyahs. There's a case of one Biyah, an Aftan Heim and Aleph, when you're doing Biyah with yourself, and the Gemara says, Yechayev Shnayim. Chodah HaSheikhev, and Chod HaNishkaf. But if the only reason you're able to be Mechayiv Shnayim is because there's two Biyos, why Yechayiv Shnayim in this case? You should be back to the rule. The Gemara increases that if there's one Karas, you need a Pasuk to be Mechalik. Over here there's one Karas, you don't have a Pasuk to be Mechalik. And you can't tell me there's two Biyos because here there's only one Biyah. Kvega remains with the Sarach Ian on Taisus. So there's two Mahalchim we could say. The Taisus Rosh on this Gemara asks, why Yechayiv Shnayim? It should be Toloi in Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yishmael. Only according to Rabbi Yishmael that you have two psukim, you have Leisite and Shchavticha, and you have Leia Kaddish. Then it makes sense, Yechayev Shnayim. But according to Rabbi Kiva, that both of them are learned out from Leisishkav, he holds Baal HaZachar, and Hevi Zachar Lov are both learned out from Leisishkav and Leisishachev, it's all one pasuk. So according to him, why Yechayev Shnayim? So Taisus Rosh says, it means that you're Chayev Shnayim, not in one case. It means that you could be Chayev because of either of these Isurim. And if you give him Hasra of Leisishkav or Leisishachev, either way he'll be Chayev. And in Echanami, you can never be chayiv two in one helam. So we could borrow this Taisa Rosh approach to the Gemara and use it for Taisus in Rabbi Shmuel also. Taisus would say, in Echanami, according to Rabbi Shmuel, you'll never be chayiv shnayim bevas achas, because there's only one beer, and the only time you're chayiv shnayim is by two beers, two maisim, and here there's only one maisa. When the Gemara says chayiv shnayim, it doesn't mean anything more than Taisa Rosh is saying in Rabbi Kiva, and that is that you're able to be mechayiv him because of either of these isurim, either because of din shaychev or nishkev. But ein echanam, you'll never be chayiv two in one case. The problem is, this would answer Taisus, but you will still have a kasha on the Taisa Rosh. The Taisa Rosh quotes Taisus on Nafnim Dalar on base. And he says, according to Yishmael, you're only chayiv two because of two beers. So one could ask on the Taisa Rosh, the different form of Rikuegis kasha. According to the Taisa Rosh, who said like Taisa Nafnim Dalar on base, that according to Yishmael, you're only chayiv shnayim because it's two beers, why in Afnin Hey, when the Gemara says Chayiv Shnayim, the Taisa Rosh only asks according to Rekiva why you Chayiv Shnayim? He should have asked according to Bishma why you Chayiv Shnayim. I mean, we're saying that his answer for Rekiva, that the Gemara doesn't really mean Chayiv Shnayim, it just means either or, would help for Bishma, and that would be an answer for Rekiva Eger's Kash on Taisus. However, the Taisa Rosh himself would be Shver, because the Taisa Rosh brings down Taisus, and he only asked on Rekiva on Afnin Hey. So Ein Echanami's answer helps, but why didn't the Taisa Rosh have a question on Rabbi Shmuel? So the answer we're going to have to say is like the Rishash. This would answer Rukhi Vegas Kasha on Taisvus, and it would be a teretz for the Taisa Rosh. The Rishash says that Al Karachach, this is considered like two beers. If someone does Hara to himself, Taisvus earlier that said that you need two beers to be Mechalik, would understand this is considered two beers. And that's all the Rishash says. And Sarach Ein, what exactly he means? Where's the two beers? The Chayr, there's one beer going on. A person's doing Kashas with himself. How are we to understand this Rishash? So we have to say that he's understanding, when Taisa said earlier that base beers are mechalic, it doesn't necessarily mean two maisa beers and two acts, which is the standard way of understanding Taisa. The Rishash holds it's not the point. Rishash holds the point of two beers is to make two shemes. It makes two name tags. We have two ways to describe these acts. One is a maisa beer with a certain name tag, and one is a maisa beer with a different name tag. So in the case of a baal of zachar, a havial of zachar, it's very understandable. It's not so much because he did two acts, rather the two acts are causing us to see these as two different name tags. One is called Abal HaZachar, and one is called Hevel HaZachar. Since you have two different names, that alone is enough to differentiate and separate the Chatayis. Taisa's point is just to be mechalik between the case of Baal HaChayshe Shehi HaChayz Aviv. If you do one beer with a lady, and she's an HaChayshe and HaChayz Aviv, we don't have enough to separate the names of these Maisim. There's one Maisa, Bana Isha, Yabana Isha, which is a Chaisa, and Yabana Isha, which is also a Chais Aviv. We don't have enough to separate and call these things separate acts. There's no two separate things here. There's one act, there's one name here. He was Bana Chaisa, that's also a Chais Aviv. How are you going to differentiate and say there was a Bana Chaisa and also a Bana Chais Aviv? But if you do two Bias, which means you have two ways to look at this, and the reason why we'll have two ways to look at it is because there were two actions going on, then you chayiv shnayim. But let's say you could have two name tags without doing two ma'isim. The Rishash holds that also would be enough to differentiate the chatoyos. So Rishash is saying that if you bought an atzmai, so what we have here is bought a zachar and hevi zachar alav, you have what two beers gives you. Two beers gives you that we're able to differentiate and separate and isolate each ma'is from each other. You'll have that even by one beer. If you look at the Taisa Rosh carefully, when he brings down Taisa's earlier, he says the reason why, according to Bishmol Yechayiv Shnayim, he says because there's two Biyos and two Shemes. So you could learn he's saying separate things, but I think the Rishash would say it's all the same thing. The fact that you have two Biyos makes it into two Shemes and separates the Chatoyos, and therefore you're able to be Chayiv Shnayim, and therefore even if you're born Atzmai, where it's only one Maisa, since there's two Shemes, you'll have what two Biyos give you, and you'll be able to be Chayiv Shnayim. So because we have a Kvegas question, according to Taisvis, that you need Beis Biyos to be Mechalat HaChatoyos, how could the Gemara say that Baal Atzmai is Chayiv Shnayim? We attempted to use the Taisa Rosh's idea that the Gemara doesn't really mean Chayiv Shnayim, it just means that you could be Chayiv either or. We said in the Taisa Rosh alone it would not help, so we need to say the Rishash's Teretz, which is a big Chiddush, that it's considered, it has the Maila, By Baal Atzma, you have the Milo of Beis Beers, which we're saying means you're getting us the same result that Beis Beers gets you. The Gemara continues. So there is a takala, and a vera was done, but there's no klein, there's no shame. That a goyim is not an embarrassing thing for people to say, this is the behemoth that this goy was born it on this behemoth, therefore there's no klein. Is takala alone enough of a reason to kill a behemoth? There's a big shaila in the paiskim. If the din that we're killing a behemoth when a goy is born a behemoth, is that being compared to the din of misa of a goy, or would that be compared to the misa of a Yisrael? Since with the case of the Torah, that you kill an animal, is when a Yisrael was born a behemoth, so the case of the Torah, the behemoth is kemisus ha-bailam, kachmisus ha-shor. The shor is going to have the same dinim of needing two edim. You need a bezin of 23. That's a fact by Yisrael. The question is, it never speaks about a goy being born a behemoth. So on one hand, we could say, since the case of the Torah is when Yisrael is born the behemoth and you need a bezin of chav gimel and two edim, so too, any case of killing a behemoth, which is all learnt out, in essence, from the case of the Torah, of killing a behemoth by Yisrael alav, therefore it should be compared to a Yisrael. Or, maybe you'll say, since the person that's being boiled a behemoth, the goy, does not need chav gimel, on his dinim that he's chayav mis, on the zayim mitzvah v'nei noyach, nowhere do we find that to kill a goy you need a bezin of 23. Rather, the halacha is, if there's one aid and one dain, you're able to kill him. All these halachas of two edim and a bezin of chav gimel are only said in killing a Yisrael, not by a goy. So the question, in short, is, are we comparing the animal to the goy that's born on him, or are we going to compare the animal to a behemoth that was by Yisrael on it, where the halacha is that you need chav gimel and two edim? So there's a tshuvas habach in Siman Kuf Yud Aleph that paskins that you make a hekesh to a goy, just like the goy does not need a bezin of 23 and doesn't need two edim, so too the behemoth that had a goy being born it, the halacha would be, you don't need a bezin of chav gimel. This has a tremendous halachic ramification, because the Bach says, even bizman hazeh, when we don't have an acting bezin of 23, but we could have one dayan and one aid, therefore, bizman hazeh, the truth is the Bach paskins, a behemoth that had a goy being rova on it, would be aser ba'ana. There's a chi of misa, you have an aid, you have a dayan, it's a chi of misa, and it's aser ba'ana. That's how the Bach paskins. However, there's a tshuva from the Chacham Tzvi, Sim Peidal, he argues, the Shoyal asked him, it was an animal that he knew that a goy was born, this animal, so it should be also by no, according to the Bach, even Bezman Hazeh. The Chacham Tzvi argues, and he says, the other side that we mentioned, since the entire, you know, Yafusa, the entire source of killing an animal is all when Yisrael is born the animal, and that, in that case, it's obvious that you need a bezin of chav gimel and two edim. Therefore, bezman hazeh, we don't have bezin of chav gimel, and there's no psak from bezin. Therefore, you will not have an isra no bezman hazeh. And it brings a raya that we compare the behemoth that had an akim bar on the behemoth to a yisrael being born on behemoth, and not to the halachas of the goy himself. Because which misa do you get? The halach is by the zayim mitzvah b'nei noyach, the goy gets saif. When a yid is ba on a behemoth, the halach is he gets skila. Rashi now says clearly that when the goy is ba on the behemoth is getting skila. Why is he getting skila? If we compare him to the din of the person that's ba on him, then the halach should be he gets saif. The goy gets saif. Why are you getting skila? It must be the din harigas behemoth is the same din in the Torah. But if Yisrael is ba on the behemoth, he gets killed. So too, if a goy is ba on the behemoth, if the kolah without klein is enough, so it's the same misa. It's not a new type of misa. It's not a misa of ba akma love. It's a misa of a behemoth that had someone being born him. The Mar's Masubik, if it applies when a guy is born the behemoth. But the misa that you're getting is the misa of the Torah when Yisrael is born him. Therefore, you get skila, and therefore you need a bezin of 23, and you need two edim. And therefore, it does not apply to Bizman Hazem. Now, there is really a Gemara that sounds like the Bach. The Gemara of Tezayin has a Shiloh, if the shar of a Kohen Gadol, the shor of a Kohen Gadol needs a bezin of Ayin Aleph or Chav Gimel. We know anything the Kohen Gadol does, we pass we all his Dinei Torah, we pass him with the bezin of Ayin Aleph. So what about the Shor of a Kohen Gadol? Do we say when we're dealing with his Shor, it's the regular bezin of Chav Gimel like every Shor, or maybe make a hekesh that you need Ayin Aleph? So it does seem that we're making a hekesh to the owner. If a Kohen Gadol was bought on his behema, the Gemara has a strong sound that the behema should need Ayin Aleph. So it would sound like the Bach. It would sound like that if a guy is born a behema, since the guy doesn't need any bezin at all, just dying echad and eight echad is enough, so to the behema should be enough with that. From the fact that Gemara has a tzad that a behema should need nine aleph, should be a raya to the Bach. The Chaim Tzvi asks this question on himself. He says it's not a raya. The whole Gemara that the Zion is just saying a suffix lekula. Maybe we should be mekel. Maybe we should be mekel and say that make a hekesh, and we should be mekel and say maybe you'll need ayin aleph, since the Kohen Gadol has denied ayin aleph, so the behemoth that the Kohen Gadol was bar should also have the kul of ayin aleph. But to make up such a strong sad to be machmir and say that instead of chav gimel it's enough with one zelah mitzinu, we only find the Gemara waking up with this mechudesh tikkat sad to be mekel and say you need ayin aleph. We never see a sad to be machmir and say like the Bailam. So therefore, the Chaim Tzvi is chaylik on the Bach. And he holds you not makish, you don't compare it to the person that's being bought on the behema, rather you compare it to the source, and the source is a Yisrael that's bought on the behema, and therefore you'll need a bezin of Chav Gimel and two Eidim. Now one other thing on this topic of Takala, is a tremendous chiddush from the Rambam. In Hilchos Issurei Bia, Perikid Beis Halacha Yud, the Rambam paskins something that there's no Gemara, there's no source in any Gemara for such a Halacha. The Rambam paskins a Yisrael that's bought on a Goya, on a Goyish a lady, afilu pnuya, she's not married, she gets killed, hine reges, because she's bringing a takala, she caused a Yisrael, or she enabled a Yisrael to do an avera. So therefore we're treating her like a behema, and he brings him a car for Midian. We find in the Psukim in the Torah that the Neshe Midian caused the Bnei Yisrael to be Baal Leha, to be Baal Lehen, to do Znus, and they were killed out. Since you see that they were killed out, you know, which exact aveira did they do to be mechayev misa? So the Rambam says it must be that their entire aveira was that they brought a takala. So just like we kill a behema, so too we kill any non-Jewish lady that causes a Yisrael to do an aveira, gets killed with this din of takala. So the Magen Mishnah on that Rambam asks the obvious question. The halacha in the Torah that we're killing out Midian has nothing to do with the din that you kill a behema. The haraya, the Magen Mishnah says, we find they killed out any isha that was roi to do bia. Anyone that was 3 years old and up, it's roi the bia got killed. Even if we knew that girl didn't do a bia, so you can't tell me the reason they were killing out the Neshe Midian was because they brought a takala. If we find that we even killed out people that we know did not cause a takala. Rather, the Magen Mishnah says it must be as a Rasha, since they caused so much Avayd Zara and so much Takala, such a Churban and such a Magefa and Klal Yisrael, so many people died. So they were, of course, such a tremendous Magefa. Therefore, there was a Rasha, one-time thing, they were killing out all the Bnei Midian, the Arai Labia, because they caused such a catastrophe. But on a regular basis, if a Yisrael is born a Goya, you have no right to learn out from there any halacha have anything to do with takala. So the Magen Mishnah says a tremendous chiddush, and that the Rambam must have made like a compromise. The Rambam saw from the parish of Midian the severity of causing the Bnei Yisrael to do an aveir of znus. So in the case of the Torah, which was a very extreme case that it caused Avayda Zara and it caused the Magefa, so over there they killed out anyone that's Roi Labia. But the Rambam held, you have a right to learn out from here, you have a right to assume that based on the severity that the Torah is treating such an Aveira, that so too any Isha that causes Ben Yisrael, causes a Yid to do a Znus with her, would be Chayiv Midin Takala like every behemoth. So he's using Midian like a marshal to show the severity of how strong the Torah deals with such a case. But in Echanami, that case was a one-time Harasha. But we do see the Inyan that the Torah is very makbid on this takala. That's what the Magen Mishnah says for the Rambam. Now, it's coming out a tremendous chiddush. That means a regular goyish lady, one of the Bnei Noach, that she's an Eish Ish and she's Mazana, so she's over on her halachas of a ben nayach. So we know the halacha is we get saif. The all haruge, we mentioned this earlier, all the chiyuve misa of the ben nayach are always saif. And you don't need a bezin of chav gimel. Chav gimel is only for a ben yisrael that does an avera. That's chayiv misa. Ben nayach, do not need a bezin of chav gimel. A bezin of one dayin with one aid, you don't even need two aidim, is chayiv misa. Now, according to this Rambam, you're not really getting killed because you're ben nayach. Misad hilchos ben nayach, a paniyah ba'a pnuyah doesn't get killed. The only reason over here, even though it's a paniyah ba'a pnuyah, is that you're causing a Yisrael to do an aveira. So Yisrael has ban a gaya, we're killing the gaya, not because she was over on the halachas of ben nayach, rather because she caused a takala, like a behemah. So the Minchas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Lamed Hei, Ais Yudalid, says a tremendous halacha, which makes a lot of sense. He says that according to this Rambam, that a Yisrael ban a Goya, a Pnuya, is getting killed because of Takala, she would have all the halachas of Takala. For example, she would need a Bezin of Chav Gimel. Just like every behemoth, we have a Din Kemisa Baal and Kach Misa Shor, that the Shor always needs a Bezin of Chav Gimel. So Takala needs Chav Gimel. So since over here you're not killing her because of Hilchos Ben Nayach, even if there'll be no halacha in the world of Ben Nayach, she would get killed. She's like a behemoth, so she'll need a Bezin of Chav Gimel. There's no reason to say she doesn't need Chav Gimel. She's not getting killed because she's a Ben Noach. She's getting killed because she's Lagar from a Behema. Since a Behema needs Chav Gimel, she'll need Chav Gimel. Also, she's not going to get Saif. Saif is Allah of a Ben Noach that's getting killed. Over here, you're not getting killed because you're a Ben Noach. You're getting killed because of Takala. So you're not going to get Saif. So what should be the Allah? So at first glance, one would say she should get Skila, like every Behema. But on that, the Mechas Chinuch says, the only time the animal gets skila is if the person that's born, the behemoth, also gets skila. So we compare, kemisa baalim kach misa shor, that the baalim and the shor are getting the same misa. Over here, that the Yisrael that's born, the guy is not getting skila. So there's no reason to say she gets skila, even if we're comparing her to a behemoth, but it has to be the same setup as a behemoth. If behemoth is only getting skila when the person that's born, the behemoth, gets skila. So over here, that the person that's born, the goya, pnuya, is not getting skila, she won't get skila. So what do you do when you're stuck? The default misa is always chenek. The most kal, we pass in the most kal of all the Arab misas is chenek. Therefore, you're going to get chenek. You're not getting saif because you're not a ben noyah. You're not getting skila because the person that's born you is getting skila. So you have no real chiv. We have no reason to give you any specific one of the misas. Therefore, you're going to get chenek. So you're going to be different than every ben noyah in these two ways. Usually a ben noyah gets saif and does not need a bezin of chav gimel. Over here, you're going to be mekel, Chenek, and you can have the din of Chav Gimel. The Gemara continues, and Rav Shesha says, Pshitas to the Shaila, the Shaila of a Goy, Oibit Kichov, and that's born a Behema, where there's Takala and there's no coin, does the animal get killed or not? Rav Shesha has an answer. Rav Shesha says, Ma'i lona shein oichlin vein shayisin ve merichin omra teira, hashvei sreif ve kalei, hoi lebala adam takala yodon. Every tree that's used as an asherah, it's used as an avodah zarah. The halacha is you destroy the tree. So amasach chaveh midaki chayim midaki misa halachas kama v'kama. So for sure, a behema, even though it's a takal without coin, would have halacha of being destroyed. That's Rav Sheshes' shita. Now the Chiddush Iran speaks out in a very important point, an obvious point, that one could ask that by ilanos. It's very different than by Raviyah. By Raviyah, the person that's bought on the behemoth is getting killed. So you brought a takala, you caused the person to die. Masha'enke by Ilanos, the halach is the Ilan is also about no, and has a din that you have to destroy it, even if there's no Edom, and there's no Gemar din, and no one's getting killed. But if you know that you bow down to this tree, and it's an Avodah Zarah, so you have to destroy it. It has nothing to do with someone getting punished. So the Iran, the Chiddush Iran, answers that it's Mavur in the Sugya, and it's really Gemara Namud Beis, that the Takala has nothing to do with the person getting punished. The Gemara is going to say in Namud Beis that even a Katan, with La Bar Einshin, it's considered a Takala because you caused him, you enabled him to do an Avera. So too over here, by Revia, the Takala is not because someone's dying and getting punished. Rather, you were the object that enabled someone to do an Avera, therefore you brought a takala, therefore you got destroyed. He also asks that the halacha is that an avodah zarah of a goy has bittul. If the avodah zarah of a goy has bittul, that means that if a goy bows down to a tree, or any other Avodah Zarah for that matter, that Avodah Zarah has to be destroyed. But if the guy renounces the Shem Avodah Zarah from this object, in Mavatlet, and Avodah Zarah has long sugyas, how exactly you're Mavatlet, if you have to do a Maaser or not, but you are able, you have the power to take off the din Avodah Zarah, and it won't be destroyed anymore. So how could you tell me that the reason why an Avodah Zarah is getting destroyed is because of Takala? If the reason would be Takala, there should be no way to renounce the Shem Avodah Zarah. It's still the thing that caused the person to have a downfall. So it brought down the Takala. So if the reason you're getting destroyed is because of Takala, the halacha should not be that you're able to revive the Avodah Zarah. So the Ran answers that the Yisoid of Bittul is that you're making a Panim Chadashas Ba'ul Kan. When you say and you do a bittul to the Avodah Zarah, what you're doing in essence is saying this is a new thing. It's not the thing that was here yesterday. Since it's not the thing that was here yesterday, you're going to lose the chiyuv of takala. It means in reality, anytime you have an Avodah Zarah and it caused a person to do an avera, it brought a takala and therefore it gets destroyed. The whole din of bittul is that you have a power to make that this thing is not the thing that was Avodah Zarah yesterday. It's a new thing. It's a new thing. It's not the thing that made a takala. Therefore, you're not going to have to destroy it. But it's not a raya from every bittul that the reason that you're destroying it is not because of takala. Really, when it is an Avodah Zarah, you destroy it because of takala. The whole point of bittul is to make it that it's not the thing that brought the takala. So just to recap these 2 points of the Ran, he had first asked that it can't be that you're destroying a tree because of takala, because no one's getting punished. On that, the answer is, takala doesn't mean a punishment. Takala means an avera, like you see from a katan. And the second question was, from the fact that this bittul is a raya that you're not destroying it because of takala. On that, the answer is that bittul is a new idea of panim chadashas ba'ul kan, that's a new object. Now, lahalacha, it's a big controversy. How do we pass in lahalacha? In the Gemara, we have Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes is clearly saying that takala without klein is the reason to be destroyed, and therefore he paskins that you kill a behema that had a ovid yichavim ba on the behema. Now, in the Hemshech HaGemara, the Gemara asks that every mishtachav al-behemtoi titzavit miktala. Why don't we kill the behema when someone bowed down to the behema? And Abaye says, zek kleine meruba, zek kleine muet, that the shame of the znus is a reason to kill an animal, but it's not really a reason to kill an animal when it's kleine muet, which is when you bow down to the animal, it's a lower level klein, and therefore you don't kill the animal. So Rashi asks that Rav Sheshes said you don't care about koin. So Rashi has 2 terutzim. Either Abaya argues on Rav Sheshes, and he holds that you need takala and koin, and he's saying you only kill by koin and meruba, not by koin and muetz. Or he agrees to Rav Sheshes, he holds that you would kill an ivy chavim that's born a behema, and he holds there is some form of koin even by a guy, but by Elonis you don't learn it out from, because Elonis there's no koin. But by a behema, a guy that's born a behema does have some form of koin. Bekitzer, Rashi's Mesupik, if Abaye is arguing on Rav Sheshes. Taisva says that Abaye agrees with Rav Sheshes, but Pshutai, Rashi in the first Lashon, is learning that Abaye and Rav are arguing on Rav Sheshes. La halacha, the Rambam paskins that you do not kill the animal. That if you chav ma'abal b'hema, you will not kill. Even though Rav Sheshes is saying you do kill, and Rashi's Mesupik, if Abaye agrees to that halacha, the Rambam paskins that you don't kill the animal. And the Kesem Mishnah explains, the reason you don't kill the animal is because it's a suffix. Since we have a machlekes of sheishes with a bayin rava, the Rambam wasn't sure how to paskin, so he went lakula. So you're not going to kill the animal by a oivikichavim hapa ala behema. It's a suffix when you have a tekala without a coin. It's a machlekes in the Gemara. If you kill the animal, so the Kesem Mishnah says, the Rambam was masupik, and therefore he paskins that you don't kill the animal. This is all in Hilchos Malachim, Perek Tes, Halacha Vav. The Rambam and Kesem Mishnah are over there. Now the Achrayim ask, that what's this svara of the Rambam and the Kesef Mishnah that by a suffix you're not going to kill the behema? There's a mitzvah deraisa to kill a behema that had a biyadon to the behema, biyad derami kabecha. So if it's a suffix mitzvah deraisa, we should have the regular rule of suffix deraisa lechumra. You, Bezdin, is sitting there with a suffix, they might have a chiv, a mitzvah deraisa, to kill this animal. What type of svara is this that because it's a suffix, therefore you don't kill the animal? Adarava, because it's a suffix, you should kill the animal. So Rabbi Chanan, in the Tzkevet Shiurim in Baba Basra, Reish Chav Gimel, he's dealing with the Gemara throughout Shas, that when you have a Suffolk, if someone's Chayav Misa, he's Pater. The Gemara always brings a Pasuk. The Gemara always brings a Pasuk of Yitzilu Eda. Yitzilu Eda says that the Suffolk Nefashik will Lahakol, and you don't kill any person The Gemara has an example that a person threw an arrow at a group, and there were 10 Yidden and 10 Goyim, and we're not sure who he ended up killing. You can't kill a person if we're not sure who he killed. So Rav Hanan asks, why do you need a pasuk for? There's an issa to kill somebody. It's a ritzicha. So Safik, the Raisa L'chumra, would dictate you're not allowed to kill him. You can't kill somebody, Misafik, because you might be over an issa. So why do we need a pasuk of Isilu Eda, that if it's a Safik, you don't get killed? We should know Misvara without a pasuk, that's Safik Nefashat L'chumra. So Rav Hanan answers that it must be that if it will just be a Svara, that is an issa ritzicha, and therefore you can't kill him, that would be a Safik. And a Safik, you go to Chumra, so you can't kill him, but it wouldn't be a Din Vadai. The Torah is saying in Silo Eda, anytime you have a Safik, we pass him with a Din Vadai, he is not Mechayiv Misa. And there's no real Navkamina, but our Sugi would be a Navkamina. Based on the rule of Silo Eda, that anytime there's a Safik Chayiv Misa, you are Bivadai Potter, so by an animal, the behemoth, we have a rule. Kimisa Bailam, Kamisa Shard. There's always a Hekish, the behemoth to the Bailam. Since by the Bailam, when there's a Safik, you're not allowed to kill a Midin Vadai, the Torah said, if you're not 100% sure that someone's Chayav Misa, you can't kill him, not because of a Safik Isser Derais of Ritzicha going on. Rather, the Torah said, you only kill somebody, you only get a Chayav Misa and Bezin if you're 100%. If there's a Safik, you're Pater. So by Behema, our Rambam is very good, like Rabbi Hanan says. The Rambam holds that if you have a Safik, like Machoikis, Rav Sheshes, and Amayin Rava, if a Behema's Chayav Misa, since if there be a Safik, if a person's Chayav Misa, the halach would be your potter. Not because of the Issa Ritzicha, rather it's Xeris HaKasuv. If you're not 100%, then you're potter. So to the Behema. Even though, based on straight logic, we would say that it's a Safik mitzvah deraisa, and you should kill the Behema, jimekayim the mitzvah be'ad deram kebacha. But since it's a Hekish Behema to an Adam, and by a person, we have Xeris HaKasuv of Tzilu Eda, that when you're Mesupik, then Mitin Vadai, the Torah is saying 100% you are not Mechayiv Misa, therefore over here the behemoth is not Mechayiv Misa. Because you have the Xeris HaKasuv of Tzilu Eda, that if you're not 100% that someone's Mechayiv Misa, he's not Mechayiv Misa at all, the Torah is Vadai, as a fact. Therefore the Rambam is beautiful, and the Rambam is paskening, since it's a Safik of Sheshes and a Bayin Rava, therefore we're not clear, not sure how to paskin by Oivit Kechavim HaBaal, Behema, therefore the Rambam paskins the Yepater, all based on the Pasuk of Tzilu Ha'eda. The Gemara continues on Amud Beis, and they have an opposite question. Instead of the question of Takal without Kloin, the Gemara is now clarifying what would be if you have Kloin without Takal. What's the case of Kloin without Takal? If someone was bought on a Behema B'Shoigig, a Yisrael that's bought on a Behema B'Shoigig, so there's no Takal, didn't really do an Avera, into a strong Avera, but there is a coin, there's an embarrassment. Do you kill the animal? The Gemara brings a raya, or attempts to bring a raya, from a brisa about a girl at the Baal Shal Hashanim. And in the midst of the brisa, it says that all arayas are chayiv if they're ba on this girl. Now, mikol arayas includes a behema. So you see that a behema that's ba on a 3-year-old girl is going to get misa. On a 3-year-old girl, there's a kloin, it's embarrassing for her, but there's no takala, it's not really an aveir what she did, and so you get killed. So it's a raya that kloin without takala has a chi of misa. The Gemara says it's not a raya. Why? Kiven de mezidehi takala nami ikka. Tremendous line, tremendous chiddush, that a girl, even a katana, and the Gemara says same thing a few lines later in reference to a katan, ben tesh on him. If someone's amazed, even if you're a katan or a ktana, kolo nami ikko. There's a takala here. There was a stumble here. An avera was done. You don't get punished? No. Rachmanu d'chas Allah. Allah dido chas rachmanu. Abahim alay chas. The Torah is having rachmanas on you. Really, you did a maisa avera. It's a tremendous avera, tremendous takala. Really, you should get punished. There's a gzeres akas of the Torah is having rachmanas on you. On you, they have rachmanas. Maybe in your behemo, they won't have rachmanas. So you don't have a raya to this Shiloh of Takala, of Klein without Takala. Now, there's an interesting Ramah in the end of Hilchos Shabbos, in Arachayim Simen Shinmem Gimel, Sif Aleph. He says that a Katan that does any Avera, he hits his father, or his other Shara Averas Bikat Nusoy. This is the Ramah quoting a Trumas Adeshan. He says, if you do an Avera, Afal Pisha Ain Sarach Tshuva, We know a katan's not getting an einish. That's a fact. So you don't really need to do tshuva. Mikol makom, the Rama says, toivloi shekabel al atzmai ezu davar l'tshuva l'kapara. You should do some form of tshuva and kapara. Now, where does he get this halacha from, that a katan or katana that does an avera doesn't need a real tshuva, but should do some form of tshuva? The Magen Avraham says, his makor is from Sanhedrin and Hayim Abayis. The Gain also brings down our Gemara. Our Gemara is the makor that a katan that does an avera is not nothing. It's an avera. The Gemara is calling it a takala. To the degree that the Gemara is saying that you're able to kill a behema, even if a behema needs a takala, this is considered enough of a takala to kill the behema. It brought about an avera by a katan and a katan, and that's called a takala, and therefore you'll need tshuva. Just have to point out that even the Ramah and the Magen Avraham that are comparing our sugya and bringing our sugya as a mekar that you need tshuva, they are saying you don't need a tshuva gemura. You just need a slight ezu davar l'tshuva l'chapara, was the lashon of the Ramah. So it's not a full avera, but it is an avera to some extent that you need to do tshuva.
So that's the first yisur you see from this gemara, that a katan's maisa does have a shem avera, to the degree that you might need to do some form of tshuva. But the G'day L'Achrayim try to even learn out more from here. Rikiv Eger, in his tshuvas, Tanina Simen Kuf Lamed Daled, he brings a shoyl. The shoyl asked him that L'Chayra, this gemara should be a raya to the famous Rambam. The Rambam, in Hilchos Naira Perek Gimel Paskins, that the rule of Pita Ktana Oynesu, that even if you convince a Ktana to do Znus, we still treat that Znus as a Maisa Oynes, not a Pita, because we do not consider her having enough das to be called a maisa beratzin. Rather, we treat it as if it was a forced bia. For all the nafka minas between a mefata and an oinus, we consider her an oinus. However, the Rambam is mechadish that legabe the din, that a saita is also labayla, any person that does nus willingly is also labayla, we will consider the znus of a ktana as if it was a ratzin. And the whole din of pita ktana oinusu would be negay all the other nafka minas, but not would not play a role in being asa labayil. It's the Rambam Shita. So the Shoyal says, why do all the Paiskim argue in the Rambam? L'chayra, our Gemara is a Gemara Mefureshes like the Rambam. Why? Because the Gemara is Mefur, that a Shoygig is not a Takala. The whole Gemara's suffix was, if you do a Bia B'Shoygig, that's a case of Klein without Takala. The Gemara tries to bring a Raya from a Ketana. The Gemara says no, because a Ketana is considered a Takala. Because since she's amazed, we consider it a takala, so we do not have a raya to the shayla of when you have a klein without a takala. So it's mavur in the Gemara that a mice of a ketana is more of a takala, more of an avera, more of a stumble, more of a problem than a regular shaygig. And we know, we pask, and the Ramah brings down from the Marik, that if each is a mutter, she thinks she's allowed to be mazana, that the halacha is that she's still also labayla. Even though she thought she's not doing an avera, still the Marik and the Ramah paskin that she's also labayla. And if we're saying over here that a ketana is more of an avera, more of a takala than a regular shaygig, so if every eimer mutter, which is like a shaygig, is also labayla, for sure a ketana should be also labayla. So even though we paskin pita ketana einesu, but in regards to being also labayla, our Gemara would be a proof that you're also labayla. Kibeg says that the shayl is wrong for two reasons. First of all, he says, this whole yisrael of the Marik, it's a tremendous chiddush that you're also labayla. You're only a shaygig, you thought you were allowed to do it, so why are you also labayla? So the Marik is medayik from the pasuk. The pasuk says, umwala moal ba'isha. The reason you're also labayla is because you rebelled, you betrayed your husband. It never says, umwala moal ba'ashem. It's not because you rebelled and did an avera on Hashem. Rather, you rebelled against your husband. Every ayman mutter, in a chanami, you thought you were allowed to do it. So the Aveira to Hashem is not so strong. But in regards to betraying your husband, the rebellion in your husband is a full-fledged rebellion. You thought you were allowed to do it mitzad the Aveira, but you definitely betrayed your husband. That's why you're usher to your husband. Since it's the Me'ila Be'isha with her husband, therefore she's usher in her husband. So when it comes to the issue of who rebelled more in a husband, it's very plausible to say that a ketana has less das than a shaygig, and is less of a rebellion happening in your husband. So even if the halach is that a shaygig is asur labayla, doesn't necessarily have to mean that a ketana is asur in a husband. All our Gemara is talking about is what's more of a takala, what's more of a rebellion in Hashem. On that we see that a shaygig is not such a rebellion in Hashem. A ketana
is more, is considered more bidas, more willingly doing that aveira than a shaykik. So even though a ktana doesn't have full das, but the fact that she was mezida and she did it willingly is more of a takala than a shaykik. But when it comes to in the kshay loving asa labayla, then there's a big difference. A shaygig is a more of a rebellion in the husband, because the entire shaygig was all in regards to being moil by Hashem, but in being moil in the husband, a regular gedayla who has full-fledged das is more of a merida, more of a rebellion, and therefore, just because a shaygig is us, it doesn't necessarily mean that a ktana would be us. That's the first dichui from Rav Kiveger. Then Rav Kiveger says the whole hanacha is wrong. You have no right to say that because our Gemara is saying there's no takala by a shaygig, and there is a takala by a ktana, you have no right to prove that a ktana has a more of a shema avera than a shaygig. Because in reality, it could be that a shaygig by a gedol is a bigger avera. Our Gemara doesn't mean anything more than that since this avera, when it would be done by a gedol, would be something that's very chamer, therefore it has a shem takala. Any maisa that by a gadol is an avera, when a ktana does it, it's a maisa avera. And therefore, it's considered enough of a takala to kill the animal because you cause someone to do a maisa that if she would be a gadol, would be a maisa avera. And he proves it. You know, it's a big deichik in the Lashon HaGemara, but he proves it. Because what's the halacha when it comes to be mafresh someone from Isser? If you walk outside and you see someone b'shegig being over in Isser Shabbos, obviously you have to be mafresh from Isura, even though you're only a shegig. But a shaygig is also an avera. A shaygig has to be a carbon. A shaygig is something that needs a kapara. So if you see someone doing a shaygig, obviously it has to be mafreshim. But when it comes to a katan or a ktana doing an avera, it's a big sugya, and we paskin, that you do not have to be mafresh a ktana from doing an avera. So obviously, a ktana's avera is less of an avera than a shaygig. I, our Gemara, calls a ktana takala, even though shaygig is not called a takala. On that, he says, you have to say the chiddush we just mentioned. The Gemara just means a maisa, that when you're a gadol is an avera, then when a ketana does it, it's called a maisa avera, and that alone is enough of a takala to kill an animal. Since the girl is willingly doing something that if she would be a gadol would be called a maisa avera, that's enough for a takala. So there's no raya in our Gemara that a ketana's maisa is more of a takala, more of an avera than a shaygig. All we see is that it's called more of a takala in regards to killing a behemah. Because when it comes to killing a behemah, we say, any maisa that if you would be a god, that would be called a maisa avera, that's enough of a takala to kill the behemah. So, Mikvega is having two dichuyim, why it's not a rai from our Gemara, that Peter Ketana Oinesu would still be asa labayla. First of all, in regards to Me'ila and the husband, a shaygig is more than a ketana. And second of all, the whole idea that we're saying that a ketana is a takala is overrated. There's no real Gemara that ever says that ketana is called a takala. It just means, since if she would be a gdala, it's a takala, therefore it's enough of a terrorist takala to kill the behemoth. We can add a little Hesofa's beard to this Rav Kiveger with a stipler in Kilos Yaakov Yevamah Siman Lamed Aleph. Over there he's dealing with the Shiloh, the famous Shiloh in Mishkanos Yaakov, and Ebn Ezra Simem Zayin deals with this Barichus. The Shiloh is of a katan, is not muzer at all. All Isurim were not given to a katan at all, or he is muzer, he has the avera. The whole mitzvah that we know that a katan and katan are not included in the mitzvah is all lagabi einshim. He has the isur, but he's never going to get punished. He's not responsible for his action. But he does, he is over the azhara. And he brings, the Mishkanos Yaakov brings rise lakana lakan. He brings the Gemara in Yevamos Aflam and Aleph, Amun Aleph. The Gemara over there is dealing with Enes Chal Isur. The Gemara says a case that you do not have the rule of Enes Chal Isur is that both Isurim are Chal B'Vasachas. What's a case of two Isurim being Chal B'Vasachas? The Gemara says a katan that becomes a gadol on Shabbos, so the Isur of a Zor to do Avodah and the Isur of doing Avodah on Shabbos are both happening at the same second. So you have the two Isurim, Zor doing Avodah and Avodah being done on Shabbos, that are all coming at the same second. Because yesterday he was a katan, he didn't have the Isser. Today when he becomes a gadol, both Asurim are being chal bevas achas. So even though usually Shabbos comes after the Isser Zor, Zor you had your whole life, and now it came Shabbos, now the Isser Shabbos kicks in. But since he only became a gadol on Shabbos, therefore both Isurim are chal bevas achas. Mishkanos Yaakov says, it's evident from this Gemara, that there's no Isser on a katan. If there's an Isser on a katan, he's muzer on all Isurim. The whole mitzvah of a katan is just he doesn't get an einish, So in regards to Enes Chal Isser, you're not going to say it's Chal B'Vas Achas because the Isser of Zor was already on him from yesterday. So he's Mechir from this Gemara that all Isurim do not apply at all to a Katan. Therefore, both Isurim are Chal for the first time on Shabbos. However, the Mishkanes Yaakov says he has an hour Gemara. The Gemara Sanhedrin, Daftan Hemabez, is saying that a katan is called a takala in regards to killing the behema. If a katan's mice is called a takala in regards to killing a behema, Mishkan Yaakov says, it's mavur that he is muzer. If he's not muzer at all, why is it called a takala? So it's derived from the Gemara Sanhedrin that he is muzer and the entire mead is just a mead that you don't have the einshim. So he really has a stira. The Gemara Yavamis is pretty clear that he's not muzer. The Gemara Sanhedrin is clear that he is muzer. So the Stipler wants to answer as follows. Very similar to the Kuvega we mentioned. He says, he brings down from Rabbi Chanan. Rabbi Chanan Kavishurim has a Sefer in Chelik Beis, Kuntris Divrei Sefer in Siman Aleph. He asks two very sadistic questions. First of all, he says, we find some gzeiros that were made by the Bezdin of Shame. Shame was, he asked the Yichud with a guy. Many other Surim that were made by the Bezdin of Shame. The question is, before the Torah was given, there's no Lysasar. So nothing's being mechayev anyone to listen to this Bezdin. If nothing's being mechayev anyone to listen to Bezdin, what's the point of the Gzera? Why are we over? What does it mean that someone's over on a Gzera of the Bezdin Shel Shem? We have no chiyev to listen to them. Similarly, he says, a lot of Rishonim hold that Katan has a chiyev chinuch. The chiyev chinuch is not on the father to make sure the kid does the mitzvah. Rather, it's a mitzvah derabanan for the Katan to get himself used to doing mitzvahs. The question is, if a Katan doesn't have a din of leisasa, he has no chiyuv to listen to the Rabbanon, how could the Rabbanon put a mitzvah on him to do something? He doesn't have to listen. So he's mechir from this, a big yisoy, that the Chachamim could figure out what's the Ratzon Hashem, what's the Ratzon of the Torah, what's the Ratzon of the whole Bria. If they say, the Rabbanon Masakin, that this is what Hashem wants from the Bria, this is how the world has to run, so everyone's going to have to listen, not because of Leisasser, rather if you're a Bria, and the Rabbanon figured out what the Bria needs, what Hashem wants in this Bria, so if you're part of the Bria, you're part of the creation, you're going to have to listen. Not because of Leisasser, rather a Svara. If the Rabbanon or the smartest people are able to figure out what Hashem would want in a situation, and you're part of Hashem's world, you're going to have to listen. So the disciple says, all our Gemara in Sanhedrin means that is the takala when a katan does an avera, is that since this mice is usher when you're a gadol, so you're doing against the Ratzon HaTorah. Of course it's not an issur. You're not muzer. Like the Gemara in Yevamos is klar, like the Mishkanes Yaakov proved, there's no azhara on a katan and a tana. However, a behema that's nirva from a katan will get killed because you brought a takala on a katan. Aye, the katan is not muzer. She says the katan is not muzer means that he has no avera that he was over. There's no issur in the 613 that he was over. However, the Ratzon Hashem is that you shouldn't do these mices, as is evident that when he's a gadol, this is a mice te'eva. This is a mice that's mechayev misa. So since a katan is being a mezida on a mice that Hashem doesn't want, that alone is enough to be called that the behema was involved in a takala. He caused a downfall. He caused someone to do something that's against the Ratzon HaTorah. So just like a katan has to listen to Chachamim, even though he doesn't have leisaser, and just like you have to listen to the Bezdin Shel Shem, even though there's no leisaser, so too a katan's maisa is called the maisa avera to the degree that there's a takala happening that's enough to be mechayev the behema misa, even though you're not really over on any of the 613 mitzvahs. This is very similar to a kivager. A kivager said that when we say it's a takala, we just mean you're doing a maisa that if you would be gadol, you would be an avera, and that's enough to be killed the behema. Kivager never said the punchline. The stipler is really adding on that the yisoid is, since this is a maisa that clearly Hashem doesn't want, a katan is never allowed to do any maisa that we know Hashem doesn't want. So it's not really over an ashara, but it's enough to be called a kala to give a chiv misa to the behema. So that's one answer to this kasha from the Mishkanes Yaakov. Another answer found in the Arsameach, the Surah Bia, Perikimel, Halacha Beis, he wants to say a tremendous chap to answer this question. The question that we're dealing with is, one more time, the Gemara in Yevamos is pretty clear that a katan is not muzer on Isurim, and that was in regards to a zar doing avodah on Shabbos. It's clear that a katan before Shabbos, before he becomes a gadol, does not have an isra at all. The Gemara Sanhedrin is saying you kill a behema that had a katan being born him because it's called a takala because he's amazed. It's pretty clear that he is muzer. So Rosh Hashanah says as follows. The halacha is that you only get an einish if you're 13. That halacha, that shear of 13, is halacha maish mi sinai. All shearim are halacha maish mi sinai. So the shear that you have to be 13 to get misa is halacha maish mi sinai. Ben Noach was not given that shear. That means a ben Noach, as long as you're a ben das, is going to be, have a chiv misa. That means in regards to the Zion Mrs. Bnei Noach, as long as you understand what you did, you're chayv misa. Now the Arsameach has a mechilta. Mechilta says, the mechilta asks, if a katan is potter after Matan Torah, so it turns out the Torah is really being mekel, because before Matan Torah, we're saying the Zion Mrs. Bnei Noach, which applied to all Yidden also before Matan Torah, that was even by a ben das, who's not a gadol. And now we're saying that after Matan Torah, so a katan is potter, so the Torah is being mekel. Chilta says, no, it's not Masav the Torah by giving the Torah is being mekel. Rather, you're still chayv b'din Yishmayim. All that happened with the Torah was they took off the yichiv de Adam. Bezdin Shalmat will never give an einish to a katan, but you're still chayv b'din Yishmayim. So it's mavur that on the mitzvahs that a ben noach has, a katan is really doing an avera. And if you'd be a ben noach, you would get killed. It's exeris akasav, you're not chayv b'din Adam. However, any mitzvah that a ben noach has is mavur in the mechilta, a katan ben Yisrael is really chayv b'din Yishmayim. So based on this yisoid, you can say a tremendous, simple answer to the kasha and the stira of the Mishkanes Yaakov. He asked that in regards to the Gemara Yevamos, the Zohar that does avoid on Shabbos, it's clear that a katan is not muzer, but when it comes to the shayla of a katan being baal behema, it's clear that he is muzer. The Yisrael says, it, yes, 100%. Any mitzvah that a ben noach has, such as a raya's, which includes zohar being baal and a behema, so a katan has it. This is a mechilta. Katan is chayv b'din Yishmayim on anything that if you be a ben noach, he would be chayv on. Since a ben noach is chayv on a zacher baal behema, therefore even a Yisrael is chayv b'din Yishmayim on such a maisa. That means every katan is going to be called a takala because it's a maisa avera. It is avera. You chayv b'din Yishmayim. It's called avera, and the Gemara is very simple. The Gemara is saying the behema is getting killed because it brought about a takala. However, in regards to the Gemara Yevamos, which is dealing with the zar, they're doing avoda on Shabbos. And a Zohar doing Avodah on Shabbos, and a Zohar doing Avodah at all, those are things that do not apply to a Ben Noach. Since they don't apply to Ben Noach, there the rule is, there's no Ashara at all to a Katan, and the Gemara is saying a very simple thing, that it's going to be basically Shum of Asachas, because a Katan did not have this Isra at all, and when Shabbos comes along, he becomes a Gadol, he has both Isurim. Only in regards to the Zayim Mitzvah Ben Noach, such as Zachar being Baal Behema, then we're going to say he's Mozer, because since a Ben Noach is Mozer, therefore, a Yisrael also has a chi of lotzis de shemai. So we have two terutzim to the kash of the Mishkanes Yaakov. The stipler and the saints really Q. Eger are understanding that in reality, a katan is not muzer. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Naftan Hey doesn't really mean that he's muzer. It just means there's some idea of takala. Because since if you be a gadol, and since this is the rotzin ha-tayra, that's enough to be called a takala, and therefore we kill the behema. The Yosemeach saying it depends on the case. Anything that a ben noach has is called an avera. Anything that a ben noach does not have is not called an avera by a katan. The Gemara continues. It brings a braisa about the status of a girl that's 3 years old. So halach is if you're a bas shalashanim, your bia is a bia, and they bring a list of all the nafkaminas that come out from her bia being called a bia. One of the nafkaminas the Gemara brings is nisus lekayin aichelas v'truma. She marries a kayin, she's allowed to eat truma. Since she's 3 years old, the marriage has validity and she could eat truma. Rashi explains, the Vermaskal Echelos with truma, that if she'd be less than 3 years old, afal pishe kedushah kedushin, aidea biya, even though less than three could have a good kedushin, but hayu ve'en biyasa biya, ain't chupa se chupa. Since her biya is not a good biya, therefore her chupa is not a good chupa. So we have a clear Rashi, a big yisayid. You cannot make a chupa to someone that cannot have a biya done to her. The yisayid of a chuppah is like a scholas bia, and since you can't have a bia done to you, the chuppah doesn't work, and therefore, only if you're 3 years old is the chuppah a valid chuppah, and you could eat truma. Taisvis is mochik not like this. Taisvis, the Ramach Nisus Lekayin, asks that why isn't that halacha that by pchusim in Bas Gimel also that she could eat truma? Now, the rule really is that midaraisa, every arusa could eat truma. The whole reason that you can't eat truma by a rooster as a gzera, either Ula's gzera, which is a shematashka, she'll feed her siblings, or the gzera of Simpin, that we're afraid you'll find a mum. All those don't apply, all those gzeras don't apply after Nisuan. So usually the rule is that after Nisuin, since you have a Kedushin, so you're allowed to eat Midaraisa. So all the Xeris, the Rabbanon, don't apply after Nisuin. We're not worried, Shematashka, because you're living with the husband. You're not going to feed your siblings. We're not worried about Simpim, because after marriage, he already knows what he got. There's no more problem with Mechakhtayas. So usually by Nisuin, you're allowed to eat. So Taisa's asked, if you do Nisuin, even if she's less than three, you don't have the Chshash of Ula, you don't have the Chshash of Simpim. Now, Allah should be, you're allowed to eat Truma even less than three. Taisa's answer is no, because since she's not a Bas Bia, she's not really going to live with her husband yet. She's Chayzeris Lebeis Aviyah, the Le Badik Lo. She's going to live with her father's family, so we still have the Svar of Shematashka to her siblings, and he doesn't check her out because he didn't do the Bia yet. Therefore, we're still worried about Simpim. But Taisa's is clear that you could have a chuppah even to someone that's not a bar bia. Even if you're not able to do a bia with someone that's less than 3 years old, you could still have a chuppah. His only reason you can't eat is that even though the chuppah is valid, we still have the gzerah of ula and simen. So we have a tremendous machloek, is Rashi and Tosfos. Could you do a chuppah to someone that's not royal a bia? Rashi's mevor that if you can't do a bia, you can't do a chuppah. Tosfos is mevor that even less than 3 years old, they can't have a bia, could still have a chuppah. There is a way to get out of the diak and Tosfos. The Mishnah Melech himself, Mishmelech himself, who brings down this Machlekes Rashi and Taisus, and Hilchos Ishes Perikimo Lachid Aleph, and Maskani comes out that it is a Machlekes Rashi and Taisus, Taich Tvarav, he mentions that maybe you could say Taisus is not a Raya. Because that Lacha is that by a Gaz man, after 12 months, that's the time you're supposed to get married. So if the man pushes off the marriage after that Gaz man, the Lacha is she's Shuma. Because once you reach a Gaz man, you're Meyachar and Makim, and there's no Gzera of Ula and Simpin. So it could be that Taisus also agrees that a chuppah is not kaina. All Taisus means is that in regards to knocking off the gzera of Ula and Simpin, maybe the chuppah should be like Ula and Simpin. It should be like a God's man. Just like by God's man, you reach the point that you don't have any gzeras to worry about, and therefore she could eat. So too by a chuppah, even though it doesn't work, because you're not a barbia, like Rashi says, maybe that should have the standards of a God's man, that he's miyachid her amokim. And that Taisus is saying, but since she's not a Bas Bia, so she's Chazar Slavei Sevilla, and you're not Miyachar or Malkim, she goes back to her father's house. She could get out of it and say that Taisus agrees to Rashi, and Taisus also would hold that if you're not a Bar Bia, you can't have a Chuppah, and all Taisus means is that it's a Gazman. The Shar Melech in Chuppas Chassanim, Siv Zayin, says that Rashi and Taisus do not argue. The Mishnah Melech comes out of Maskon, doesn't like this Pshan, he says that Rashi and Taisus do argue. The Shar Melech says this would be the Sfarah to get out of Taisus. To get out of saying that Taisus argues in Rashi, it could be Taisus agrees to Rashi, and all Taisus is coming to Bar Vern is that maybe this should be on the level of a God's man. And that Taisus says it's not even on the level of a God's man, because since she's not a Bas Bia, she's Chayzeres Lebeis Aviyah V'Leib Badikla.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekayimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a nonprofit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.